ישלח יעקב מלוכים לפונוב ועשר איך אוכי עד נסייס תידוי. יעקב סנז מלוכים, אשי סנז מלוכים ממש עד נסייס תידוי ויצב עשם לימור. And command them saying, "Koim soimru ladoni eisov koi omar avdecho Yaakov im lovon garti voeichor voeichar ad oto." I lived with lovon. Im lovon garti, I lived with lovon voeichar ad oto. Let it wait till now. Rashi b'shem the Medrash says in Lovon Garti, in Lovon Avosha Garti, v'sayya mitzvah shamorti, v'lamayati ma'isim haroi. Yaakov Avinu sends to Esav the message to the Malachim that he lived with Lovon, v'sayya mitzvah shamorti. What is the Indian that Yaakov Avinu has to tell us as a message to Esav, letting him know that he kept the Taryag mitzvahs? Sure, Esav had a checklist trying to know which mitzvahs he kept. What was the meaning of this message that was sent to Esav HaRosha? We find right in the parasha, Yaakov Avinu meets up and Avinu goes back overnight to look for the Pachim HaKtanim before his meeting with Esav HaRosha. Yokom Balaila Vayika Hashtinosh, he brings everybody over to Yikochem, Ayavor, Ayivosa Yaakov Levado. Yaakov is left alone, Sheshochach Pachim Ketanen. He forgot little vessels. Lechozer Aleihem, he went back to retrieve those vessels, those small little vessels that he forgot on the other side of the river, on the Nachal, the stream. And he was Vayivosa Levadoi. He was by himself. Good thing we know this Pasuk, Baruch Hashem. Thanks to Dov Green, whatever his name is. Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi Vayivosa Ish Imoi Ad Alosh Hashachet. Who is this Ish Imoi? Chazal said this is Sarah Shal Esav. This is the Yitzhahara, the Sarah Shal Esav. And it's very interesting. We know the famous kasha. The first kasha is, first of all, why did this take place exactly at this moment when Yaakov went back to get the Pachim Ketanim? It's interesting. That was, so you say, okay, good question, Rabbi, but that was the only time he was alone. There was other times he was alone. Is there any meaning, is there any significance to the fact that it took place when he went back to get the Pachim HaKtanim? Secondly, The Chofetz Chaim, the famous Kasha, the white Avka, we don't find the Malach, the Sar, the Malachim, the Sitra Acher fought with anybody else. Now with Avram, do we find the story of the great Avram Avinu? Now with Yitzchak Avinu? No, with Yaakov Avinu. It was the only way we found this Matthias, that someone fought with a Malach. And Taka asked the question, the Chofetz Chaim, why Davka the fight with the Malach, with Davka Yaakov Avinu? Significance that the Torah has to tell us that David was a fight with Yaakov Avinu. Now, so the Chofetz Chaim told over the famous Vart that we know, that we said over a few times in Shmuzin, that the war was that Yaakov Avinu represented Torah. And that's the Yetzer's biggest fight. The Sitra'ach's biggest fight against Torah. He doesn't care if you fast. He doesn't care if you daven, say tilim, give tzedakah, all the mitzvahs, do everything. But don't learn Torah. Because Torah is our ammunition against the Baal HaMom. So said the Chofetz Chaim, we said this so much more today. Tonight we want to give another answer to this question, Be'ez Hashem. What are you getting so excited? You know, he's staying up tonight at Losh Shachar, but I don't know, drinking beer at Losh Shachar. Some guys like for Hashem to sit on the couch and they drink beer after Losh Shachar, waiting for Shachar. But at Losh Shachar, what's the meaning of at Losh Shachar, boy? What is the emphasis of the portion at Losh Shachar? Next. Vayaki lo yocholoi. The Malach sees he can't get him. Vayiga b'chaf yerech yankiv. He gets into the chaf yerech yankiv. What does this represent? The Zohar HaKadosh tells us represents tamchin d'oraisa. That even though he didn't get to the Torah, but he got to the tamchin d'oraisa. What's the tamchin d'oraisa? The support of Torah, money. In the money area, he got us. What does that represent to us today, Rabbi? What does that mean to us today? Vayta vayoyme shalcheni ki yola ashacha, he told them, let me go. The Malach says to Yaakov, you know, let me go, man. Ki yola ashacha, shacha has come. Again, with Alois ashacha, something about Alois ashacha that gets him nervous. Vayoyme loy ashalecha chokiyim be'achtoni, Yaakov says, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. Vayoyim Elel, Mashmech, what's your name? Vayoyim Yaakov. Your name is Yaakov. My name is Yaakov. Vayoyim Elel Yaakov, we're changing your name. Your name is now going to be Yisroel. Yisarisim Elokim Emanosh Vatucha. Your name is going to be Yisroel. That's the significance of the name change at this point, Rabbi Yisrael. All of a sudden he's changing names here with the Malach. And then comes the punchline. Vayishal Yaakov asked the Malach, Vayoyman, Hagid Noshmecha, do me a favor. You asked for my name, I gave you my name. Now what's your name, sir? Malach, that I just fought with, what's your name? Vayoyman, Lomazet Tishal Lishmi, why are you asking my name? Vayvorchayisayisham. And he blessed him there, and that ends the story. Very nice, past the tea. And turn the coloring book, page 18. Get the color, the code of many colors is coming on page 18. The best part of the coloring book. You use all the Crayola on that page. This is a very nice story. You see the picture of the father in the coloring book, page 16. The fight with the Malach and Yaakov Avinu. Again, we threw it black on the Malach, heavy black. Yaakov Avinu gets a nice, good color, nice blue, shade of blue. I go weiter, and we remain with our childish understanding of this story. What's going on over here? Why are you asking my name? So it ends the story. Like, okay, no one has any questions, so let's go weiter. It's a pelet gezach. Why are you asking my name? So Yaakov should have said, I'm asking your name. Did you ask my name? I want to know what your name is. Why are you asking my name? Okay, very nice. End of the story, pass the lollipops, that's all. Vayta. So the parshat shot is that it wasn't answered, he never answered, just asked what's your name, he said, why are you asking my name? And that's the story ended, like, you know, something happened with me. Where's the answer? Happily ever have, we don't want to end the happily ever. Where's the answer? Vayivorach, so Shom, and he blessed him over there. So the mice, you want to say Pshat Hazay. The Yisoid HaGodol will be your Rabbi Yisai. A big Yisoid. One of the most important Yisoidos. That this Gala in Yankov Avinu. One more thing, Rabbi said, I just want to add another ha'ara that we find a Yaakov Avinu in the whole parasha is very, very careful never to be mischaber with Esau. Where do we find that? If they meet up and they make up, and Esau Taka says, Yaakov, now we're friendly again, he wants to bite him in the neck, and Hashem puts mercy on Yaakov Avinu, and he doesn't bite him, or his teeth fall out, whatever you want to say, and the Maisa, his teeth fall out, and the Maisa, at the end of the day, Esav, it's interesting that his teeth fall out, that means maybe you might as well also wind up to that, but Esav, at the end of the day, yes, Yaakov Avinu, okay, now we're lovely brothers, let's go together. Let's travel together, Vaita. Yaakov says, no way, you go ahead. I'll get there one day, I'm not going with you. Yaakov, and a lot of times, Esav wants to mischaber, he stays away. In the beginning of the parashah, Esav Levi learns, Hatzileinu nami yad ochim yad Esav, please save me from my ochi Esav. What's two lashonos, ochi and Esav, like the Beis Levi. Save from the Esav of Russia, save from the ochi, if he wants to become like a brother to me, he wants to become... Save me, I don't want to have shadows with Esav or Rosh. What's the pshat? And why is Esav now thinking to mischaber with Yaakov? So we want to say a mahalach like this. The metzias of Yaakov Avinu Rabbeisai, his essence is midas ha-emes. Titein emes li-yankov chesed li-avrahon. Yaakov is midas ha-emes. Avraham is midas ha-chesed. Yitzchak midas ha-gvura. Yaakov is midas ha-emes. Emes is 100% truth and nothing but the truth. The clear truth. Thus the metzias of Yaakov Avinu. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, as we mentioned a few times, has misyonos against his midah. His midah is taka. He's always tested in the areas of having to deal with sheker and people who are shakronic. Yaakov Avinu was sending a message to Esav. Esav had thought that being by Lavan Harasha, Lavan was the Ramai Hagadol, the greatest Ramai that ever lived. Because I'll say he changed Aseres Moinim last week's parasha 10 times. Moinim is 10 times, 100 times. He kept changing. And he kept switching, switching wives. Everything was sheker. Everything was ramoitz. And Yaakov Avinu remains, at the end of last week's parasha, he told the love on it clearly. Every way I treated you, told with MS, with Erlich Kai, I was the most Erlich person. If love on Gaiti, Messiah, Mitzvah Shamarti, the message to Esav was, don't think I changed. I live by this Ramai. I live by this cheater. I live by somebody who wasn't Erlich. The loyal humanity, Yemaisav Arayim, and I didn't learn from his bad ways. So Rav Rudiman once said, Pshat in the Rashi, Yemaisav Arayim means that even my mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs that I did, that I do, there's no shtick in my mitzvahs. I don't do shtick in my mitzvahs. It's totally Eilich. My hanog is achayim and all my mitzvahs are Eilich. I wasn't mushba in the slightest way. Because Esav, why is he telling this to Esav? Shkoyach, very nice. Tell us you're ready. What is that to Esav? What does Esav care that Yaakov, you know, wasn't mushba in his mitzvahs and he's still an Eilich Jew? Very nice. Tell it to your Rebbe and your father. Esav doesn't care. The Teretz is, he wants to relate to Esav. And this is the Yisoy. Esav, don't try to mechaber with me. Don't think I became mushpa in a oifen that my mitzvahs and my maisim are nisht erlich and I became a shtickle mushpa to sheker. Because Esav is the midas hasheker. Zushov Shabarabai Lamoy State Medrash is the Shag is the falsehood that Hashem Esav is the falsehood Hashem created in the world. Esav's Midah, as we know from his Matthias, What was Eve Miramis, his father? Zot Rashi. Kitzayin Bifiv. His own father. He went around, he was Miramah him. He tried to fool him. He took wives later on to try to show that he's doing tshuva. And at the same time, Esav was continuously doing his activities of Ra. It didn't change a bit. Esav was the Metzias of Shev, Shav, Shekh, Shabbat, Vayram. Yaakov is Midas HaEmes. The Sitra Acha, his Koyach, Rabbi Sam. His Metzias, his Koyach against us, Rabbi Sam, is Shav, Shekh. It's fake. It's dimyon. It's false. And his whole koyach that he was giving in his bria is to create and to falsify and to fantasize and to blow up and to attract our senses, but not in the real way. That we should think and we should fantasize. And we should get caught up in the glamour and the fake. But what's the MS? There's only one MS, to the same HaKadosh. As if the Sitra Acher, who represents this Koyach, only fights with Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu is the one that represents MS. And his fight is against MS. His fight is to cover the MS. His fight is to blacken the MS. To falsify the truth. And Yaakov Avinu, the Koyach HaTorah, is to spread the truth. To pass it on. Yaakov Avinu asks him his name. Lama Zeh Tishayat Shmi is not just to deflect the question. He's not just deflecting the question. And his answer is, that's my name, that's my mahus. Don't ask any questions. Don't ask names. Don't find out what the reality is. Don't know what its essence is. Be fooled and tricked. That is my essence. My essence is, they have no real name because I'm trying to falsify every name of everything in the world. That's the curve of the Sitra Acha of Sa'ar Shal Esav. To make believe that it's important. To make believe that there's something to it, that people should waste their time with it. That a person should watch a movie for 2.5 hours and he's crying. Mickey Mouse was dead. Half minute to shoot. So sad. Oh, you see that blood? Fake! False! Such a sad story. I see such a sad movie. It's breaking my heart. He divorced his wife. Not married though, anyway! It's Mary Simpson and Bob Thompson that are married! For 2.5 hours I was caught up. That little child is so sad. He's getting paid $2 million. It's so sad. Oh my God. Oh, that ketchup on his shirt is terrible. The thick Heinz going down his shirt. So sick. Such a waste of our ketchup! I was caught up in it last night, Rabbi Rebbe. 3.5 hours of Heinz ketchup all over the place. You know how many bottles that import for that scene? I don't understand. There he is, actor Tom Simpson. How are you standing? You were killed last week! Tom, what are you doing in Hollywood? It's all fake! The whole Hollywood! The whole $1 billion business! What's it built on? Fake. nothing real. It's a figment of our imagination. It's all fake. Is anything real to anything in Hollywood? The guys are sitting, oh, I gotta get the next movie. I didn't see that one yet. Oh, you know the one that he gets killed, and he gets killed, and that guy gets killed, everybody's killed. And they all die happily ever after. Such a happy ending. And they all wake up afterwards. Hundreds of hours and thousands of hours of spent, and people are there on the television set. Star glued, eyeball glued. Just cut them off to them on the television set for 8 hours. Oh, I gotta see the next series! Friends and enemies! Everybody! Oh, he's friends. I'm friends. My friend, and my grandfather's friend. The next series, a what? Fake? There's nothing real there. Oh, the cop series. I gotta see the cop. This guy's not a cop. He doesn't even know anything about cops. The whole thing's fake. What are you doing? What? Spending millions of hours, billions of people with the world at large, billions and zillions of people sitting by a television set. For hundreds of hours watching what? There's nothing real there. It's 1,000% fake. You could say a candy bar, so you have a dinner with a certain amount of fantasy. Wow, unbelievable. Hershey's Snickers bar. The new Snickers bar came out with chocolate and your mind's going wild with the peanut butter and the nuts and the cranberry juice and the you bite into it and the cranberry juice just shoots you in the eye. It's unbelievable. And your mom is Star Wars candy bar. Eat it and you go to space. In your mind, you're thinking about, wow, can't wait for that candy bar. I'm flying out of here tonight! And he's waiting, his juice mind working unbelievable to get that Star Wars candy bar. Mom, set it up! I can't go another day without that Star Wars candy bar! It takes on second sentence tomorrow to go to the airport to pick up that one small candy bar. My neighbor's coming. And she's coming up the plane, you're waiting at the thing with that candy in mind going crazy, Star Wars candy bar! And you're waiting there, she's coming out, you know, the green energy comes, holds it to a pocket of my crunched up Star Wars candy bar. Here it is, Yankala. You go back to Yeshiva, he's all excited. In the car, he's, oh, should I open it now and save it for Shabbos? I'll open it now. And it opens, and all the stuff's crumpled already for that long flight. And he bites into it. Quarter of a second of a no, he wastes about 8 hours on that Star Wars candy bar. But that's Devar Hashem, which is a good second Seder today. I did something instead of nothing. And his mind built, but at least you had a little bit of a no. After 18 hours of fantasizing how good that candy bar had, lasted a quarter of a second, but at least the thing you're putting it. But the movie, fake, total, there's nothing. There's no reality to it. It's 100% fake. Even illusion that we see billboards and we get excited about the billboards. Drink Tropicana orange juice. And he's got to get that Tropicana. 2 days he's dreaming about Tropicana orange juice. Because the billboards and the magazines. Wear Hanes underwear. See your favorite fantasy athlete who's from last week's schmooze, who's a freak, the size of the underwear is higher than his IQ. and there he is wearing a new pair of an undershirt. And I gotta go out and buy that undershirt because Cal Ripken Jr. wears that undershirt. Oh man, am I gonna be special if I wear that undershirt? Maybe I'll buy his undershirt that he wore. A guy told me online there was a squad that they were selling his underwear used. It was going for over hundreds of thousands of dollars. He buried the Kuliyama. That's a hemshire last week's moves. But in his mind, the dimion, the fantasy, when he's going to put on that undershirt, what's going to happen? When he puts it on and nothing happened, it's the same undershirt I wore last yesterday. But the koyach of dimion, the Yetzirah, the koyach, lomor zeh, tishal etzmi, darken this guy's whole life, darken the picture. Bring the fantasy, koyach of dimion into the world. And this guy's lost, he's caught up in it. He's caught up in the whole activity of wearing that underwear, buying those Crocs, wearing those shoes, eating that candy bar, getting that ketchup and the mustard, and this and that. And at the end of the day, how much I know. Talk about, guys will talk about the steak for 4 hours. How good that in this restaurant, Charlie's restaurant in New York City, how good the steak is for 4 hours. How much I know did you have for the steak already? In 6 minutes it was down, gone, finished. For hundreds of hours you're talking about that steak. What's the pshat? The koyach hadimyon. The koyach of the Yetzirah Olam Hazeh Tishal Etzmei. And Yaakov Avinu, his metzias was to battle against that by bringing more Torah and more emes into the world. Because Yaakov Avinu is the metzias of emes, but he's also the metzias of Torah. Because Torah is 100% emes. And Torah's koyach is to battle the Yetzirah. Barasi Torah! Barasi Yetzirah! Barasi Torah Tav. Torah is the antidote. Because Torah, when you learn more Torah, you mach this into yourself more and more MS. You see more MS. Tayag, Mr. Shamarti, I didn't learn from the ways of Lavan. Lavan is also Dimyonis! Ramoy, fake! Shakronus! Esav, you don't have koyach against me, Sai, I mitzvah, Shamorti, I kept all the mitzvahs! I learned, I kept the Torah! I'm more and more mechuzik! I'm not ready for this fantasy world! I'm not ready to run away to some fantasy island somewhere! Some fake! It's all fake! And books and things, if you are reading, it's all fake. There's no reality to it. The guy's reading a novel. What a fool! It's fake. There's nothing there. Sad story. Happy ending. They lived heavily happy after. What is not familiar to you? There's no real, there's no real characters in. And your mind is fantasized. And everything is like that, Rabbi Sai. All the Tavis Olam Hazeh, the Metzias is, there's no reality. The Hanoi is so small. The Yetzirah builds it up. Ki'ilu, who knows what is the Hanoi from it? How much is the Hanoi? One iota, Shabbat iota, Shabbat iota. If you would realize, sit down, emistic, and concentrate, and realize that compared to how much you fantasized, how much the Hanoi was, and how much you really had, you'd be disappointed! But that's the Yetzirah's thing, don't think. Go on, Vaita, maybe there's something else. There's something more. Yaakov Avinu says, Yeshli Kol, I have everything I need. Because that's the MS. Because Esav says, Yeshli Rov, I have a lot, but I want more. I'm never satisfied. Because that's the koyach of the dimyon of the Yetzirah. Don't be sad. You can never be satisfied. Because there's always something bigger and better. Every magazine on the road, you see these magazines, unbelievable. What's the whole thing? To show you some big house somewhere down the Delaware River, some big house somewhere, this could be yours. This car, wow, such a fancy model. A Lamborghini, 728 Lamborghini. Just saw an article in the paper, a new car, they're coming out of Germany. Just said, the car picks you up. You call and it picks you up. Comes to get you. You don't have to even drive. You don't have to even, you can, wherever you are, call your car. Your car comes to get an automatic. How the car calling. And the car comes to pick you up. And this Lamborghini car is imagining how great he's going to look behind the wheel. What's the difference what the car is? Because in your mind, the fantasy, the whole dimion world, put it in your mind that if you drive behind that seat, something's going to happen to you. You're going to be so great. Something's going to happen. If you own that car, oh all my life, Rebbe, I've dreamed to own a Lamborghini XL276. I've dreamed about it. I just see myself behind that wheel, those leather seats, pop-up headlights, driving down my road, with everybody watching me. For 3 minutes, that Hanar lasts, what was that? The next day he gets the bill and he's selling the Lamborghini. People have gone to, have managed gone out of the way to destroy their lives. They're going to buy things that they're not shaykh to. Because this dream, this fantasy that they have, by having this and this and this, they're going to be kosher, they're going to feel good, they're going to be, that's it, all the problems are solved! If I get this suit, the $620 suit, if I buy that suit, if I have mamish, that belt, if I have these nice shoes, those pointy shoes, you know those pointy shoes, the actors wear them. $600 shoe boots, if I wear those boots, if I wear those boots, I'm going to be something special. That's it. Rebbe, that's going to make me into the man that I always wanted to be. You see, I grew up with a complex. The kids on the block made fun of me. When I put on those boots, those cowboy boots, you're going to see, Rebbe, that's going to make me into a man. I'm going to wear that suit. It's all fantasy. The guy puts it on for 2 minutes. Doesn't feel too much different. Maybe for a few minutes it makes it feel good for the side. But I know it's so little. So the Yetzer Hara says, okay. Not the boots, but it's the car. It's that house. You have a big house, you'll be rich and famous one day. It's the fame, being famous. It's the this, it's the that. And yet, it never does it, my son. It never does it. Zok the Beis HaLevi, Pashas Gracious, this is what brings Misa to the world. This is what brought Misa to the world. Because we exert so much energy in the fantasy. We put out so much for the fantasy and we take in so little. So little is taken in, and that's what causes death. Torah, on the other hand, is Mayrich Yom, of course, whatever you extend for Torah, for the truth, we not only receive in return the Hanah, we receive even greater Hanah, the Koyv Hashem, Yachlifu Koyach. But in fantasy world, it's just the opposite. You extend so much, your palate is dripping and drooling when you hear. There might be sushi tonight for supper. He's drooling. Wraps might come. The wraps might come. Not the wrapper from last week's food. Those wraps, those sushi wraps are coming in. And then they might be having for Shabbos that special chow mein from Chinese chow mein. And this, his mouth is drooling from the excitement. And his friend said, we're going out to that restaurant. All you can eat. All you can eat. For 17 hours you can be there sitting at the table. Put your stomach on the table for a few minutes. Open up your pants. So you can be able to move afterwards. And you just bring out the steaks and the sirloins. And what's it called? Those spits. And mamish, they bring it all out in your mouth. It's true. Just thinking about it. Then you get there and you eat a little bit. That lost 3 seconds. All that invested energy and excitement. What do you come back with? What do you come back with? Yari Pepto Bismol. Yari Anti Acid, maybe I have heartburn. What did you get for the whole thing? The fantasy was so great. I thought, unbelievable. Who knows what's going to be? In your mind, you pictured the scene sitting there for 14 hours. They have to close. Sir, we have to close up the restaurant. 3:30 in the morning. All you eat also has limitations. Everybody's here is going, oh, just one more piece of chicken. And he's drooling and he's eating. And what does he have? But after that, didn't give it. So very nice. We all know. What does it give us at the end?
I'm a fantasy vacation. I can't wait for the Hanukkah break. Oh boy, I can't wait. In my mind, we're going, we're doing, we're going. We have plans. If he so doesn't know about what my plans are for the Hanukkah break. And I go to this place, and I said, it's unbelievable. We'll just sit in the sun and have other things around us. And the Sefer Shadova, what are you left with? It's empty. Be honest. You're empty! It's all emptiness! It's a lot of talk and hack and dreams and fantasies, but the end is emptiness! That they have letters, the drug, not from Musa Svarim, and not in Musa Svarim, but the people who live in Hollywood. I saw the letter once from the Hollywood stars, how many of them commit suicide. The highest level, the highest degree of suicide, Hollywood, California. The people were saying tonight, it's unbelievable, how many people are committing suicide, how many people are going to psychiatrists and psychologists, and every pill taken in the world. Why? They have everything in the world. They fantasize. They have it the next day. The new car by the house. They dream. They think about it. It's there. 4,000 rooms in the house. You have it. 400 screens with everything. They see any television. They got cables. They can see any job. Chinese television I want to see right now. Chinaman shows up on the thing. Oh, I want to see what's going on in North Korea. Where's the button? There it is. North Korean belly dancing. He has anything that he wants. What does it bring him? Suicide. Why? Because all the fantasy. He's going up in his mind, I want this, I want that, and more, but nothing comes back. It's empty. It's not real. When a person wants something so bad, and he has an expectation for it, and his expectation is that this should bring him a certain amount of pleasure, at the end of the day, the pleasure is not there. That brings depression. So depressed. Psychiatrist, give him pills, put him on Xantax and Mantax, give him pills for depression and this and that. Why so much? Why do they want pills? They can't handle the materials and not getting the pleasure because their expectations of pleasure, they expect that to be wow. Every Hanor. And what is it? The tip of a drip of a bottle, Rabbi Yisrael. Taiva Sachin is the biggest taiva, Rabbi Yisrael. We speak about this. We go crazy. Well, get the shmooze over. I gotta get that supper down my palate. I'm starving. I gotta eat it. Big strawberry shortcake. I can't wait to dig in. How long is the Hanor? I said, measure it. Think for a second. You put the strawberry shortcake, it's gone. You forgot about it. 2 minutes later, that noise, split second. And how much you're thinking about it. But that noise, so little of time. Why did Kosh Bala make it that way? Because that's the Metzias of us. The Metzias, that I know. He didn't make it that way. It was given a koyach to Yetzer to create Dimyon. And that's Lomazet Tishal Shmi. Why are you asking my name? Shalom Shalom once came to a house. He knocked on the door. No one was in. He was home. Looking inside, looking here, looking there. What's going on? He knocks on the door a few times. Finally, someone comes to the door. They get him in. It's dark, pitch dark in the house. He said, what's going on? It's the middle of the day. Oh, he said, it's first time. Oh, I'm sleeping. No, he said, what's going on in the middle of the day? Pulled the dress down, that's all. But it's the middle of the day. He said, shh. Don't disturb. He walked in and literally saw a big, you know what it was, a big screen. And it was dark. It was dark. You go into a theater, but it's like, it's Chatoyer Mas when I was a kid. Go to a theater, dark. Dark. Up to a little kid. Dark. Black, dark, pitch dark. Why so dark for? Put on the lights. Where's the heart? Because it's all fake. It's only the darkness of the night. Oh, that's what it has to be. According. But think about it, brother. The best television in the dark. You can see it much more clear, the fantasy. It's only the darkness of the night, of us. In the or, Alois HaShachar is for it. Because Alois HaShachar is the clarity of light, of us. When the emes is revealed, this malach has to get away, he has to go away. His koch is to find the darkness of the night. When everything is just black and it's dark and it, don't see the light. Yaakov, you know, in the darkness of night, he has to teach the emes. That's why Yaakov Mesakat Tfilas Arvis. In the cheshkas adolus, in the darkness of the night, Torah shines forth and teaches us the truth. The emes lamitoi, it gives the emes hanor. And this is the Yetzer Hara's battle. And this is we have should fall prey to this battle, Rabbi Sad. So many of us have fallen so much prey to this, Rabbi Sad. One after the next, the TV guy, people have television sets, and they're watching, they go back, and they're watching movies, and their whole their day is to get to that fake, that falsehood. And they're giving up on the MS for it. And what are they going to be left with at the end, Rabbi Sad? Nothing. Nothing. And it's so sad because he got addicted to it. He got so wrecked. There was a story of a guy on his deathbed. He told his family, a Jewish guy, on his deathbed, he's going to Shemayim for the Din HaGadol. Bring me in front of the television set. I want to go out watching the Merv Griffin show. He wants to be nifter watching the Merv Griffin show. He burned the Kuli Alma, Rosa. The time of Emes Lamitoi, that's what he wants to do. Oh, that's the Matthias supposed to. A person gets addicted to fantasy and he lives his whole life in fantasy and he's missing the Emes, the truth of us. You were Zoicha! Hopefully, to come to a yeshiva! Very nice to listen to the Lanu Midnatayim. Who's the Toyim, as I say? All the people going astray. All the fantasizers in the world. The Nosan Manu Toiras Ebes! Shame was a Torah of Ebes! And people trade in, they get traded in, the Ebes for the Sheker! What a terrible, terrible thing, Rabbi Sa. And then he'll get up, and we know, as the Chazal say, the call of Risha Kula Kashin Tichla at the end. Everything's going to go up in smoke. Everything's going to go up in smoke. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the Yetzer and Shechtim, Dr. Gemara and Sukkot and Beis. Halalu Boichim, Halalu Boichim. And everybody's going to see the Yetzer Hara be Shechtim, and everybody's going to start crying. Tzadikim, Dr. Gemara and Sukkot, Nidmem, Kehar. It's going to be crying. Because the entire appears them like a mountain. What does that mean? Zok the face of Levi. Nidlam Kahar means. That was the fantasy. The fantasy made it so hard for them. They're going to cry and look back. And all the tzara, she says, they had to go through. Because the fantasy made it look so great. That was the heart, the fakeness. Of Rishon Baichim Rai. But Nimbahem Kisar, they're going to look at the Hanor that they got. It was nothing, it was like a hair's breadth. What did we get from it then? Why were we so foolish? Put the base of Levi, they're going to cry. Nimbahem Kisar, it was so little. What were we sacrificing? What were we investing so much of our energy for? For a Tsar! For a Hanor of a split second! I put so much effort! For what? For nothing! There was no pleasure in it. I keep getting food. Maybe the next thing, that's going to give me more pleasure. But how much pleasure does it give me? I'll take an Ephes or an Ephes. But the entire world understands. And he lives in the world of Ephes. He lives in the world of Erlichkeit.
Everything in his life becomes important. Everything has a lesson. Everything is needed. Pachim Ketanim to Yaakov Avinu were important. But the Gemara says he didn't want everything to get it together. That Pachim Ketanim have a purpose. I'm not going to let it go for the wind. Because it's Emes, and there's a creation called Pachim Ketanim, and I have to use it out. Bal Tashchis, that checker. Bal Tashchis means waste. Why do we waste? Because we don't understand everything has a purpose. Yaakov Avinu understood it because that's the MS. But we live in a world that everything's blood fake. So we can throw away things also. Nothing has purpose. What has purpose? Everything's fake. But when we live in the world of reality, the real reality. Come on, Rabbi. What's with reality? You gotta get a parnasa. And go out the world and buy a big television screen. Be realistic. That's the way the world is. Be realistic, Rabbi. My son has to be a professor and he has to have a 27-inch screen in the living room. Because I'm realistic. I live in the real world. Who watches fake on television all day, all night. And even sports that people follow for hours, hundreds of hours, is it real? This week he bought that player. Whose team is who? Yeah, I love this team. Why you love this team? Well, I grew up in Philadelphia, so I'm a Philadelphia fan. What makes you shy? Because you're a Philadelphia, you're from Philadelphia. This guy comes from Wichita, Kansas. What does he have to do with Philadelphia? I'm a pledge allegiance to my team from the Philadelphia team. I come from Philadelphia. But your favorite player was traded last week. Well, I think I'm going to root for Kansas City now. It's all fake. It's phony. This guy's on here and he's on there. They bought him and he played for him and he paid that and he paid that. And why is it so big in our eyes? Because the world made it that way. They blew it up in our eyes. For sport is so important. And they're cheering. And articles and magazines and billboards and this play and that, everybody get into it and this. And what is it at the end? Some big black guy puts the thing in the basket, he's a monkey, and he puts it in the basket with a 2-4, with a 22 IQ, and he sticks his hand and puts the ball in the basket. Let's get excited! And he put the ball, and he put it in the basket! That guy, you see, he took the ball, he kicked it, and went into a goal! Oh, wow! Unbelievable! Above the show, we have Xbox, that's reality! We got the real thing, not the fake sports out there! Guys cheering! In the Xbox room! He won the game! Oh! Good fingers, Larry! I bet the guy out of the Xbox was depressed. He lost 2 games in a row. He met the guy with the moment. He was crying over Mickey! They cried together the whole night. He really drank beer. Mickey died! I lost the game! He got in the cooling hour. What are you crying over? What are you getting upset? He's so sad. He lost his Xbox game. He can't learn for 2 nights. He lost. And if he lost in the football league, that's it. 2 weeks off. He's depressed. That reality, everybody said. His team lost. I'm telling you, the guy should be crying because his football team lost. And don't blame us because the world put it into our brains that these teams are so important to us, but it's so fake. Is that reality? What's your catch with this team? You go over to the guy, he's an anti-Semite! He hates Jews! Come on! Hit a home run! He'll hit you okay with that bat if he sees you in the alley. Come on! Hit a home run! Come on! This guy wants to kill you! He hates Jews! Well, cheer on! As long as my team wins the ball game. play Atsuma, what are you rooting for him? He hates you, he goes on television, he says, I wish all the Jews were dead. Always he hits a home run, that's important to me. Play Atsuma, what's wrong with you? Now with the Pshat, the world built it up, we followed the Goyim, we got involved with the Goyim, we have a neighbor! Steve goes to church, and he comes out with his jersey, his football jersey, his soccer jersey, whatever, he walks around with the name of some stupid guy in the back. And we see that, and we get so over. Wow, my neighbor Steve LaRosa, he walks around, some Italian guy, his mamish hates your guts also, but you look up to him, you little kid, 10 years old, and you want to just get involved with sports and follow sports, but it's all fake. The one thing we have endless is the Torah HaKadosh, and that's what we're here for. That's what we came to Eretz Yisrael. That's what we came to Yeshiva. Yeshiva is a place where we breathe, eat, and sleep Torah, MS, and more MS, and more MS. Because the more MS we get, we push out the Sheker. It gives us light. Torah is the Or. Torah gives us light. Torah guides us. Torah shows us the way. Torah gives us a derech hachayim of MS, to be erluch, to do the right things. And yet, we're still in this matzav of Torah, we still have those stupid machines, still hiding from Rebbe Yisroel, and we're going to fool the whole year. We're going to have those movies, and we're going to cry through the night. And we're going to laugh at those stupid jokes, and the curse, I'm going to keep doing it. Because we're going to fool them Yisrael, but we only fooled one person. We were Meshaker! The Yetzirah got to us. The Lomas at the Shalosh, we don't ask questions. Just keep on going. Keep on trucking! We'll get those movies and those books and those things, exciting things that are all Sheker, Meshav, the Esav, Masheker, Ma'ayla. We'll keep on doing it! Because we want to push away the R. We don't want to have the true MS. We want to live in a world of Sheker. But there's only one person in the Sheker. So when you come up to the next world, when the MS, the Amita comes out, all the Sheker, Kuva, Kashim, Tichla, all this garbage goes up in smoke, and you start to cry. Cry! And there's no end to the crying for the wasting of life on fake! You just keep crying, what did I do? Why was I so busy? I kept up to have those stupid iPods and watching those movies and crying and it was all fake. I'm going to get up and see the real MS, the Ibrahim Shoah's Megala himself. I'm going to see the true MS and then everything's going to be bought out. I'm going to see, look down at what stupidity I was always thinking. What a fool! You see that 50-year-old man, you see him there. All of a sudden he comes to a school and he sees him on the floor playing with little kids. What's that game with those bio, with the balls? What's it called? Jacks. He's playing jacks. And he's playing, you see a 35-year-old guy playing, what's it called, hopscotch. And Lulu. He's playing jump rope. And you look at that 35-year-old man, what a fool. What's he doing with Irish guy then? A 35-year-old man sitting there playing jacks! A Super Bowl! What is he, a fool? He's playing with blocks! Get up! And you see, get up to the next world, and look down and see us sitting here. Mickey! First of all, Mickey, and Mighty, and Mooly! And truly, Mary Fooly, and then one of the other ones now! Oh, shit! Everybody's looking down. Why is the world that guy crying over? And even shouldn't have known it. It's fake! What's he spending his time with for that vanity? That's all slow with this. The trick is to spend a little spininess. Spend all the time away from everything. And to think. And to realize the emes of us. Duch to Lumina Torah. We should be Zoruch of Eiza Hashem Zbarach. emesh b'nichnas into us, k'choymer, very strongly, but we should only see the light of Torah of our side. In every mitzvah, every mitzvah gives us a light, a certain light. The Torah gives us tremendous light, or we should take hold of the Torah and cling to it, swallow it up, be involved in it. This way we'll be clinging to the MS. Not falsified, taken away by the Sheker. We'll dedicate our lives to the Yibayin Shalom and to his Torah and to his Avodah. B'zeich HaBi'ez HaShem. We should be able to see that light of Or, of MS. Kodesh Baruch Hu Megal himself, the Koroiv. And the whole world should see the MS La'amitoi B'vias Mashiach. B'keirim, Lord, and Lord.